An effort is underway in one western Massachusetts city to get young children to pick up a book or two before they head back to school in a few weeks. A new bookmobile is visiting selected sites of the Springfield Public Schools Summer Food Service Program, where families have access to free breakfast and lunch. Now, children will be able to pick out a book and exchange it for a new one at a subsequent visit. At the end of the summer program, each child will be able to pick out a book to keep. The Book Exchange is the latest initiative by Springfield's Reading Success by Fourth Grade, a nationally honored community campaign to improve early child literacy. Executive Director Sally Fuller said the program at the summer meal sites is part of a concerted effort to combat the phenomenon known as summer learning loss.
Summer learning loss is very real, and for disadvantaged kids, it's even more real because they often don't catch up. So, you know, we know that reading is one of the most significant things kids can do to be able to learn better. They have to be able to read proficiently by the end of third grade.
The books for the program were selected by child development specialists. The Massachusetts Department of Early Education and Care is helping to distribute the books at the summer meal sites.
We're doing this now for the first time, and we'd like to say at the end of this that we will give 2,000 books out so that every child will have at least one.
Fuller praised the behavioral health agency, Bright Side for Families and Children, for purchasing the books, and Pride Stores, which retrofitted a delivery van as the bookmobile. Mark Paglia, director of outpatient services for Brightside, said the agency has about 75 children in Springfield as clients.
And we recognize the importance of academics. We recognize literacy is such an important part of the success of a child. And so we took it upon ourselves to start the program.
Bob Bolduc, the owner of Pride Stores, said in addition to supplying the bookmobile, he's also providing the driver.
And we're keeping it simple. We're not even bothering with a sign out or anything. It's on the honor system, and we're teaching that to the kids also.
Springfield Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said the book exchange goes hand in hand with the 5-week summer school program.
We're running the largest summer school we've ever run, giving principals a lot of latitude to increase the size of their summer school using some of their Title I funds that they get for the entire year, because summer school is so important. The summer learning loss issue is a real issue in the urban centers, and in hopes of addressing that, we've really been proactive in offering more summer school opportunities for our kids than ever.
Third graders attending summer school in the Springfield Public Schools each received a book to take home. Only 40% of Springfield's children read at grade level by the end of third grade, but that's an improvement over the 28% reading proficiency 6 years ago when the Reading Success Project launched. The local effort is part of a national grade-level reading campaign to increase the number of children who've mastered reading by the time they enter fourth grade. Research has shown that reading proficiency by the end of third grade is a critical predictor of future academic success. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.